The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. There was a lot of celebration last week when JetBlue took the first U.S. commercial flight into Cuba in more than 50 years. It was another big step in the normalization of U.S.-Cuba relations. But beneath all the cheering is a grimmer reality. Cuba's economy is in more trouble than usual, thanks largely to the collapse of its oil-rich ally, Venezuela. And if you think Cuba's distress means it will open up to more free market reforms, think again. It could mean instead its socialist leadership will take this moment to dig in its heels. Few know that better than John Kavalik. He's president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council in New York, and he's been following Cuba for more than a quarter century. Kavalik sat down with me to discuss Cuba's slump and how it's affecting the new U.S.-Cuba relationship. John, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
The Cuban government says it has to cut the island's fuel consumption by a third. You've been to Cuba this year. You're going back this month.
Mm-hmm.
How badly is the Cuban economy getting hit?
The issues with Venezuela are now irreversible. Venezuela's economy has imploded. Providing discounted oil to Cuba is simply no longer sustainable for the government of Venezuela. And then further, export markets for Cuban services of people, doctors and others, now they're having issues. So a $1 billion-plus dollars of revenue that the Cuban government depended on from the export of services is now in jeopardy. For the Cuban citizenry, work days are getting shorter, the ground transportation, less frequency. The initiatives that the government said that they were going to push through that help individuals wanting businesses, that is impacted too. Cuba publicly has said they are having trouble paying their bills.
Why is that so important?
Generally, they're not transparent about that. So we have a truth serum, which is, I think, good for the Cubans.
Would things be even worse right now if President Raul Castro hadn't introduced at least limited free enterprise reforms so that 500,000 Cubans can now run their own businesses?
Yes, it would certainly have been harder now if he hadn't have introduced the reforms.
So Cuba's leaders ought to reason that the best way out of their troubles now is more free enterprise.
Yeah, that's not how the Cuban government operates. You know, when they feel threatened, they're generally going to retrench even more. And for them, there's a worse dynamic now because the United States is no longer a bystanding actor. It is now an active actor. We are doing everything possible to resurrect a middle class in Cuba that the Cuban Revolution sought to extinguish. President Obama's initiatives over the last 600 plus days, the five rounds of regulatory changes put into Cuba, more than $1 billion. And remittances have gone up as well from people of Cuban descent in South Florida and northern New Jersey. So for the Cuban government, their situation has been made less worse because of what President Obama has done. But at the same time, they know what President Obama is trying to do, which is use visitors as an army, commercial airplanes as an air force, cruise ship lines as the Navy, and use businesses as the Marines. We are invading Cuba again. But this time, instead of using bullets, we're using dollars.
So is this soft invasion perhaps more alarming to the Cuban leadership than a hard invasion like the Bay of Pigs?
Oh, absolutely. Because the more money that's in the system that they didn't create, the more it shows that the system doesn't work.
But didn't Raul Castro and the Cuban leadership know this would be the case?
But they also thought they could control that. So because of President Obama's initiatives, U.S. companies can now export almost anything to a independently operated Cuban business. But instead of open things up, the Cuban government has said no to that. You've had 1,000 U.S. business people going down there during the last 600 days and have come back with nothing. And we continue this year to have a 27% decline in food product and agricultural exports from the U.S. to Cuba. So for U.S. companies, there's a lot of aspiration chasing very little reality.
Thanks again, John.
My pleasure.
John Kavalik heads the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. I'm Tim Padgett. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.